Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, so I was thumbing through my Instagrams on Sunday morning, and I saw a post from Katie Cat with one of her friends.
Oh, yeah.
At one of my most favorite little hole-in-the-wall bars.
I had no idea.
I was like, what the frick?
I was coming into your hood.
You were in my hood.
Yeah.
In a spot that Nick Knack and I end up at 98% of the time on date nights. If we go out and get a meal and hit a bar for a couple drinks, we always end the night at Q's Pub out by me. And you were there?
I was there.
What the hell were you doing
yeah,
there?
Yeah, random, right?
I know.
It's so funny. So my friend, and one of my resolutions, I guess, is to do more things out and about. Like, you know, to be a person who says yes. A yes woman, if you will.
Hear that, fellas?
Shut up. Not like that. Like, no. To do things. Like, with okay. my friends and stuff, I'm going to be available to do things. So my friend Amy just hits me up and was like, hey, we're going to go catch this live band tonight at this place in Littleton called Q's, you want to come? And I'm like, you know what? Yeah, let's
sure.
make like let's go. They're not even getting out there until 8:15. I'm
That's
like,
right.
what is my
you get
life?
In, you always get in like right around 7 because yeah. they have a $5 cover. So
$5
we always
cover.
Get there around
yeah.
7, get a couple drinks. The drinks are wicked cheap.
Yeah.
You find a table and you get ready to rock.
I mean, I was shocked because I even paid for one of my friend's drinks just because she covered me. She
yeah, okay.
paid my cover. So I bought one of her drinks and my sparkling water and her drink was $7. And I looked
Can't
at
beat
the
it.
I was like, but I got two drinks. She's like, oh, no, that's the price. And I was like, oh, my. No
you can't
wonder
beat it.
Why this place is packed,
I
know. You
know? It's so great.
But yeah, it was great because we there was a group of moms who were going out to hang out, and a couple of the husbands were there as well. So there was like 5 of us moms, 2 husbands, and we were going to see this band, Fuzz Tops. Phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these guys were like 26 years old.
They looked
and
young.
They were playing stuff that the older generation loved. I mean, they had Love Shack at one point. This old guy was doing the swimming dance moves. Remember how they swim?
Yeah.
And they
yeah.
just and they plug their nose
they,
and stuff.
Yeah, they go
but
down.
It was all about it.
That's
like,
the best thing about that place.
It was so
the
much fun.
The crowd is way older.
It was so much fun.
Way older. And we're not, no disrespect.
No.
And I love watching the older folks in there tear it up.
Tear it up.
They
put
tear
me,
it up.
They put me to shame. Like, I had to sit down and he was still swimming over
oh,
there.
Yes.
Like, I was like,
yes.
go to town, guy. Mm-hmm. I think it's so funny because, again, we went there because one of the moms, her son, a 9-year-old son, his teacher is in the band. So his bass teacher is playing bass right now on stage. So that's why we were there to see this group. And by the way, that group just blew us away. There were 4 of them in the band. 3 of them sang. So depending on what song they were singing, the lead singer would take over and sound exactly. I mean, I sent you a video
you
of them
me
doing
some Pearl Jam.
And that
like, damn it again, Katie.
Yeah, that wasn't the best part. Like, this sounded just like Eddie Vedder, Jeremy. I'm not kidding you. Like, if you close your eyes, you were there next to Pearl Jam.
The video you sent me was really good.
Yeah, and that was just a short little 9-second clip. But these guys absolutely killed it that night, and it was so much fun.
Isn't that
but
place fantastic?
You're right. It was just
We've
like,
been going there for years. I have been in that group where it's all moms.
Yeah.
And just me.
Yeah.
And generally, I'm just sitting at the table watching the purses.
Yeah.
because they're all out there tearing it up.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, just a little hole-in-the-wall place, drop ceilings, you know, and louder than you can imagine in there because it's such a small spot.
Oh, my goodness. It was so much fun.
We love going there.
You
absolutely
know,
love it. So I was pretty pissed at you when I
that
saw
that I took
I was like,
over
you
your
couldn't
spot.
Have just said, hey, Jerem, down in your neck of the woods, you want to pop by and say hey?
I had no
idea. Get a sparkling
idea.
Water?
It's funny. I had no idea that that was your spot.
That
like,
is my spot.
And it's funny. Like,
I'm claiming it. You can't go back.
Okay. All right. Or if I do, I have to
Don't
invite you.
Don't ruin this for me.
I have to
it's
invite you.
It's a $10
you,
cover
so,
fee for you, Katie.
Yeah. I really did have a lot of fun, though. I have to say, I felt like the noise in there, like I left, my ears are still ringing today. Like
said,
I was a little, worried about putting my headphones on just because it kind of took me a minute to get the ringing. I had to leave just because I couldn't hear anybody anymore.
What?
I know.
What?
I was like, I felt like one of those old people. So
I do love off the air. Katie was telling me that this one chick was just kind of like dancing a little too close to her on the dance floor. Like she kept backing up into you and
she
backing
did.
Up into you. You
yeah.
don't have to give the backstory to
no,
the whole thing.
No, but she was just wanted to have a dance off.
I love love that line. She's like, what? Are we about to have a dance-off?
I thought we were having a turf war. Like, I was like, what? You need me to step up? Because I'll go sideways. Like, shoot, you don't know me.
Here comes the sprinkler.
I know.
Here comes the shopping cart. Watch me with the Q-tip. You want to dance off? You're going to get it.
You're going to get it.